This is Tom Arms of LookAhead.com's World Report for the week beginning the 10th of April. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson makes his first appearance at a G7 foreign ministers meeting at the Tuscan city of Lucca on Monday before flying off to talks in Moscow. At both venues, the agenda will include terrorism, Ukraine, North Korea, and Syria. In Spain, the courts start an official investigation that claims that the Syrian government is responsible for thousands of disappearances and torture. Meanwhile, in Turkey on Sunday, there's a referendum on granting near-dictatorial powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Turkish and Greek Cypriot leaders meet again in Geneva on Tuesday in an effort to breathe new life into stalled reunification talks. In Madrid, the topics are Brexit and Gibraltar, as the Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy attempts on Monday to persuade fellow southern Europeans to put Gibraltar at the heart of Brexit negotiations. In Brazil, President Michel Temer faces the prospect of being booted out from office when the country's Supreme Electoral Tribunal starts hearings on Tuesday about claims that he and impeached President Dilma Rousseff are guilty of illegal campaign funding. Next weekend is, of course, Easter. On Friday, Pope Francis leads the Way of the Cross at the Colosseum in Rome. On Saturday night, Easter vigils are held at St. Peter's in the Vatican, and the traditional Easter Mass will be held at the Vatican on Sunday. And finally, the Dutch are going panda mad. Giant pandas Xinhua and Wu Wen are set to touch down on Dutch soil at 7:05 p.m. exactly on Wednesday. But who's counting? And that was next week's News Today from LookAheadNews.com so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms of LookAheadNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 10th of April. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson makes his first appearance at a G7 foreign ministers meeting at the Tuscan city of Lucca on Monday. Top topics will be terrorism, North Korea, the Ukraine, and Syria. Almost exactly the same topics will be discussed the following day when Tillerson visits Moscow for talks with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. The Russians have been hoping to win backing for the Assad regime in Syria, but the recent chemical weapons attack has forced a rethink by the Trump administration. The Spanish courts start an official investigation into Syrian torture and disappearances on Monday, following a complaint from a Syrian-born Spanish national. The Assad regime claims that reports of disappearances, political prisoners, and tortures are all fake news. On Sunday, Turks vote in a referendum which, if passed, will give sweeping new powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Proposed changes include giving power to the president to appoint two-thirds of the judges, pass laws by decree, appoint ministers, and declare a state of emergency. Cyprus is back on the diplomatic agenda. On Tuesday, the leaders of the island's Greek and Turkish community, Nikos Anastasiadis and Mustafa Akinci, meet again in Geneva to rescue stalled peace talks aimed at Cypriot reunification. Brexit remains a top issue. On Monday, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is hosting a summit of his southern European counterparts to discuss a common position on Brexit. The Spanish are keen to secure support to make Gibraltar, or at least the future of Gibraltar, a key part of the negotiations. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is in India on Monday through Friday. The Australian leader will offer India access to uranium, coal, gas, and renewable energy technology to enable its economy to keep growing at 7% a year. In Brazil, President Michel Temer faces the prospect of being booted out from office when the country's Supreme Electoral Tribunal starts hearings on Tuesday about claims that he and impeached President Dilma Rousseff are guilty of illegal campaign funding. Next weekend is, of course, Easter. On Friday, Pope Francis leads the Way of the Cross at the Colosseum in Rome. On Saturday night, Easter vigils are held in St. Peter's in the Vatican, and the traditional Easter Mass will be held at the Vatican on Sunday. And that was next week's News Today from LookAheadNews.com so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.